Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Linda Combs. Linda's the Chief Financial Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency. And joining us in our conversation is Morgan Kinghorn.
Linda, how do you define and measure financial management success at the EPA?
Well, Morgan, when I see that green score for progress in financial management on the Executive Branch Management Scorecard, I think that'll be a splendid indicator of our success. But I must tell you, we won't sit on our hands after that. I've dedicated myself to moving financial management at EPA to what I call beyond green. One of my more important personal and professional goals when I came to the CFO office at EPA was to basically say, we're going to have the most respected CFO office in the federal government. We're well on our way to achieving that, and we're not just doing that to win accolades of recognition from OMB or from the public or from any of our constituents. But if we are the most respected CFO office in government, that means a lot of positive things for our organization. Number one, it means that we do our business efficiently. If we do our business efficiently, there are actually lots of rewards that come back to us. We're able to get back for paying our bills on time, for example, some rebates that we would not have access to otherwise. And just last year, EPA, because we do our business efficiently, we got over $1 million in rebates. We're 93% of the rebates that we could possibly collect. We're collecting those because we do our business more efficiently. So part of the success for our efforts at EPA and financial management come directly through the other program offices, and maintaining those positive relationships with other program offices at EPA and ensuring that we're doing the right thing to manage our programs better is a particular dimension that I am very proud of now and would like to continue to be proud of. There are lots of challenges that continue to come our way. One of the things that we have looked at since I've been at EPA is maintaining talented people with the skills and abilities it's going to take to work in the CFO office at EPA in the 21st century. We've done a lot of work in that arena already, and in the coming year, we're going to keep looking and working toward acquiring the kind of talent we need to do our job well.
The issues that you suggested that you have so successful, I mean, systems help, data warehouses help, but it is people. And in terms of future financial managers, I know that the market seems to be getting stronger now. People are coming back into government. If you look at the information from Harvard schools and Syracuse, a very high percentage, of, relatively compared to past years, of people are coming into the federal government. They used to go into state or nonprofits. Have you seen that happen, and are you trying to recruit them in to continue to replenish the talent that you have that has led to the successes, but to continue that in the future?
Yes, we certainly are. This pipeline for future financial managers, I think, has to start with a recruiting effort in the federal government that likes of which we've never seen before. And in my opinion, now is a perfect time to do it. The federal government couldn't be in a better position to take advantage of talented MBAs coming out of schools, whether it's Harvard's or many of my schools that I'm aware of in North Carolina, and reaching out to those schools and saying, here's who we are and here is what we do, is part of what I'm about. I continue to talk to people as much as possible about the most interesting opportunities that are available in working in a CFO office. The expanse of opportunities that people deal with in federal government positions is not to be found by MBAs going into the private sector for their first 5 or 10 years in business. Having come from a banking background myself, I know that to be true. And if we are going to optimize on the skills that are necessary for financial managers in particular to come into the federal government, now is our time to do it. And I think it behooves all of us, particularly CFOs in the federal government, to take on this mantle of opportunity and work with the Office of Personnel Management in making absolutely certain that we work with every hiring authority that we currently have available to us, as well as creating additional ones, because young people are indeed interested in working for something that is greater than their self. That's what the federal government opportunities give to them. Where else in the federal government could I, when I was at education and managing then a multi-billion dollar budget at age 35, where else would I have the opportunity to do that? Certainly not in the private sector. So I see our opportunity now as a great one if we can take advantage of it and capitalize on it quickly.
Homeland Security is on everyone's mind these days. What role will EPA play in Homeland Security?
Well, we certainly don't know what lies ahead for this country, but we certainly can be certain of one thing at EPA, that EPA is going to step up and take part in any task that's presented for us to do. Most recently, our EPA people have had some leadership roles in recovering debris from the Columbia disaster. Certainly a sad task that none of us anticipated, but we certainly are proud that we have the talented and right kind of people in the right kinds of places to be able to immediately mobilize and do the kinds of things that were required there. Governor Whitman and our senior executives for emergency response are in close contact with Governor Ridge and our other colleagues at the Department of Homeland Security. And I think as the department comes together, the Department of Homeland Security comes together over the next few months, we'll continue to work closely with them to address whatever needs it is that the EPA is there and needing to and equipped to fill. I think obviously, we're still under a continuing resolution for 03, but whatever resources have to be taken, I think that's where our office comes in and being able to fulfill its mission of supporting other areas within EPA itself. Most people do not readily recognize, I think, that the hazards people that we have in our emergency response team and how vital and critical their role is. But it takes something, I think, like, unfortunately, the Columbia disaster for people to realize, ooh, hazardous chemicals there, ooh, call the EPA. And often a disaster has taken place before EPA is recognized as needing to have a role right there. But I think as Homeland Security itself gets underway, our role will become even clearer and more focused and more prominent.
We have time for one more question, so I'd like to ask you to reflect on your career and perhaps give us a perspective about the kind of advice you'd give to perhaps a young person considering a career in public service.
I've had a number of opportunities, I think, over the years to talk to young people about their careers and particularly about public service. I think sometimes we don't initially recognize the fact that many people who come into public service believe that public service is a public trust and it's an honor and a privilege to serve your fellow Americans and to uphold that public trust. People, as I mentioned earlier, particularly young people and people changing careers who want to do something that's bigger than themselves. Yes, that sounds like a job for idealists, but they're idealists in every single profession, whether it's a scientific profession, whether it's a financial profession. Those people, I think over the years of their career, have an opportunity to realize that the job that they could do for the federal government would play a large role in making life better for Americans and for the rest of the world as well. The broad encompassing jobs that I mentioned earlier, whether it's a fiduciary role or whether it's a scientific role, those broad and encompassing roles can be found in federal service. And combined with the public trust and the experience that people bring to the table, some of the best minds that we find anywhere are in the federal government. And with the privilege and honor of serving, I think that I would and will continue to advise young people considering a career in public service to certainly consider the federal government.
Well, Linda, I'm afraid we're out of time this morning. Morgan and I want to thank you for fitting us in your busy schedule.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Linda Combs. Linda's the Chief Financial Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.